Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we'll see. Wait, you got to go on to the Rook?
No, it says connected to it. It's connected. Connected JBL charge.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's connected on there. Whatever. Fuck it. We'll just go here.
Let me turn it off. Try it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. My voice is so off, so.
It says Bluetooth is turned off on speaker. Is it dead?
No. Now try. All right, so on then. Let's see. All right, so that's good then. That's good. All right, we connected it. Episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
Today is November 15th, 2021, Monday, and we are going over the results of the All-Star Touch Football League.
Week 8? Yep.
So week 8 it is.
So anyone who wants to come on, I know Craig was going to try to come on, click on the link in the chat, the StreamYard.com link, and follow the instructions, or you can call on the number at the bottom of the screen. 563-999-3649.
All right. As for anybody that's watching Monday Night Football or listening to Monday Night Football, San Francisco is beating the Rams, 24-7 in the third quarter with 22 minutes and 22 seconds left. They're whooping up on the Rams. Yeah. Neither one of my guys, my hunches worked.
Nah.
So, I'm suffering in DraftKings. I got Jimmy Garoppolo. I'll never do that again.
And Mitchell ain't doing none either.
And Elijah Mitchell ain't doing nothing. He got 52 yards, but...
Yeah, but Devontae Adams didn't do anything.
I should have just started Ingram. That was the right move. It was cheaper, but I wanted somebody for Monday Night Football. So, yeah.
Oh, you actually moved the spot in the placeholdings. You've been at 14 forever.
Yeah. I need Garoppolo to throw a touchdown, man. At least two. Shit.
He's running it.
But at least I didn't start Stafford. I was thinking about starting Stafford. He ain't doing nothing either. He didn't do nothing either. Or Cooper Kupp. So at this point, I probably should have just stayed away from this game. But I like having guys ready, available for Monday night. He's got 8 points. And he's the most expensive player in the whole freaking league.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm glad I didn't do that either. So, But all right. Yeah, let's talk about that the Pee Wee football game we went to. The Belmar Purple Eagles.
Oh, versus the Lawrence Cardinals.
The Lawrence Cardinals, which is, I believe it was setting up for, real quick, it was the 1:15, and it was setting up for the playoffs. So if I'm not mistaken, I believe Oakland and Lawrence had to play overtime period before to see who plays Belmar on Wednesday.
Okay.
And then the winner of that plays Gloucester on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. 1:15. So, well, good luck to them, to everybody. And we also went to Paulsboro versus Gloucester.
Gloucester City.
And
saw a bunch of Gloucester fellas, Vinny, Dirty Mark.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that was a playoff game, so.
Yeah, because high school football is done. So anybody who's still playing
done.
Is
yeah,
in
it's
playoffs.
Yeah, so. But Gloucester, Paulsboro won that game. What was it, 21-14?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, let's get into our All-Star Touch Football League. And we're going to talk about the playoffs for the most part, the playoff preview.
As there's 2 weeks left in regular season.
Yeah. I think only two teams have three games, us and
No, there's three. Rock Bottom, you guys, and Usual Suspects.
Okay.
Rock Bottom still has to play the Panthers. It's not that one. It does not even know.
It doesn't matter. We'll get to it when we get
I'll share it when we get to that part. It is Rock Bottom, yeah. Usual Suspects.
Yeah, we'll just share that whole screen.
You guys, yeah.
So Usual Suspects have a doubleheader.
Yes.
Rock Bottom has a doubleheader, and
you guys,
we got a doubleheader.
Yeah, I think there's two doubleheaders this week, and then one the last. No, there's you guys this week, and then week 10 is Rock Bottom and Usual Suspects both have a doubleheader.
Okay, all right, that's cool. So somebody's going in that top eight right now. Somebody's going down.
Oh yeah,
either for the win and barely washed are at the bottom at 7 and 8.
What's up, Craig?
What up, Craig?
If you want to come in, click on the link in the chat, the StreamYard.com link. Follow the instructions or call the number at the bottom, 563-999-3649.
Yeah, so we got, I think.
Share.
You want to talk through that right now? Let's talk about it right now before we get into the results. All right, let's shout out to Eric for, I guess, putting this thing together. So we got.
So if the Sloths lose to the Braves and the Ravagers, they're going down. If Barely Washed loses to Rock Bottom and For the Win, they're going down.
Well,
if For the Win,
I mean everybody. But no. It depends on who wins. So say the Sloth wins.
And who wins and loses?
So say the Sloth beat us, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if the Sloth.
If they beat you, they're secure.
They got to clinch one more win.
If they beat you, they're up there.
I think they clinch because I don't see how. Wait, they only got two games left. So
All right.
Let's say that Barely Wash beats For the Win, but then you know it's going to come down to tiebreakers. So I think from us, I guess the prospects are still alive as well. I don't know.
Well, you got the Usual Suspects who still have a doubleheader. So if they can somehow win two out of those three games, they're going up. They're going to go up. They play Steel
the usual
City.
Suspects. I mean,
they play Steel City this week, and then their doubleheaders, Camden, and then the Bulldogs.
They got the toughest schedule though.
Yeah.
They got Steel City and Camden,
and
the Bulldogs is the easiest one. So let's just pretend that let's just say that the Usual Suspects lose to Camden, Steel City, but beat the Bulldogs. So that would make them That would make them 4-6. That would make them 4-6. Let's say
the Ravagers beat Bulldogs and Sloth. They're going to be 5-5. And they're going to be ahead of the Usual Suspects.
Yeah, so that would hop them. So let's hypothetically say that For the Win, if For the Win and Barely Wash, that's a playoff game coming up.
Yeah,
that's a playoff game.
It's standing. Like if they both have to win to stay in the
top. They both have to win if they want to make the top eight. So if For the Win,
because Barely Wash is not going to beat Rock Bottom, so they have to beat For the Win.
If For the Win beats Barely Wash is not going
to
make it.
Right. No, because they're not going to beat Rock Bottom. So in order for them to stay in the top eight, they have to beat.
But if Barely Wash beats, if Barely Wash beats for the win, I think that would probably pretty much eliminate somebody.
It'll probably secure their spot up there.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to beat Rock Bottom. I just don't see it.
Because they got the tiebreaker over the Ravengers and the Usual Suspects. So I believe if Barely Wash
and the Usual Suspects, they're not going to be nine. They're going down. Once they lose to Steel City and they lose to Kansas,
I'm not even looking at that line. I'm looking at who's in the top eight right now. So let's just say.
Well, you got to look at who's in the top eight and
who's chasing. Yeah, I get it. But I'm just saying, the Ravengers got an easy schedule. So let's just assume the Ravengers win both of those games. But the Ravengers, all those teams ahead of them have tiebreakers over them.
Right.
Pretty much. For the most part.
Yeah, see, I don't know who their games are, like their opponent, their matching opponent is.
So if we have, if Four to Win beats Barely Wash, or Barely Wash beats Four to Win, I think that might clinch it for Barely Wash.
Yeah, I think.
But not for Four to Win.
I think the Sloths would have to beat you guys to secure their spot up there.
I think the Sloth might be, if the Sloth lose
both
their
games,
they're out. I wouldn't say they're out. I wouldn't say that. They would be 5-5.
But you
would be 5-5.
Chasing, though.
All right, they would be 5-5. And the Ravengers, if the Ravengers win both their games, they would be 5-5. Now, I don't know who would have
and
the tiebreaker over them.
They would have the head-to-head if they beat them.
I don't think they beat them.
But
I don't think they even played.
That's one of their last games.
Oh, Ravengers Slaw.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that would be, that's a playoff game.
Yeah.
That might come down for the last spot, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so if the Ravengers beat the Slaw, the Ravengers are going to be in the top eight, and Sloths
maybe
are going to be in the bottom.
They both might make it though, because if Barely Wash loses their last two games, and say the Sloth wins one of the two, the Sloth they're in.
Yeah, I feel Barely Wash is going to beat Four to Win.
They got the same record. Look, they got 5-3. They're both 5-3, mm-hmm. And at this point, I don't know. It's getting crazy.
For the Win. Sorry, Kirby, but I don't see them beating Barely Washed or Performance Lab.
Why not? But what? I'm not saying it could be Performance Lab, but
I watched them play out there.
They definitely have a shot to beat Barely Washed.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
I think Barely Washed might be a little better.
I mean, Barely Washed probably has more talent, but look, anything can happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything can happen. I don't see Barely Washed beating Rock Bottom, and I don't see Four to Win beating Performance Lab.
No.
So let's just say that game against them, each other, is a playoff game because they're 7-8.
Yeah, and that's going to possibly knock them out of the top.
Like, I believe so far, Steel City, Performance Lab, Rock Bottom, Google Paint, and Camden are all – they're definitely
secure.
All in.
That's it.
They're definitely
secure,
all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely all in.
Even if Performance Lab loses to Camden this week, they're still in the top eight.
Yeah.
Now, the only way Performance Lab would have been knocked out is if they would have lost both games this past week, but they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, let's applaud them for that. Like,
Barely Washed. They were two tough games.
Yeah, but they kind of destroyed Barely Washed.
Yeah, because they're good. They do what they're doing. What they were doing to you guys, they were smacking the ball down. For somehow, they ended up jumping in front every time the ball was thrown, jumping
that's
in front of
them. That's called good defense,
down,
man. That's called good defense.
That's what they're doing to you guys. Like, they just were in the right spot.
All right, so.
That not losing both games, don't worry.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you will.
So you're one of those games they're not losing.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that. So what do we got? So who do they got last?
You and the Ravagers.
Us and the Ravagers. That's going to be a playoff game. That's going to be a playoff
actually.
Game. Yeah. It's going to be a playoff game. So let's check this out. So let me see the screen one more time. All right. So let's just say Clanton's clinched, Google's clinched, Rock Bottom's clinched, Performance Lab's clinched,
Steel
City's
clinched.
So now we got six, seven, and eight. Now, and then you got – if the Sloth lose to us, they might be in trouble. But they can still just win it if they beat – next week if they beat –
possibly.
The Ravengers.
Possibly.
The Ravengers have to win both games and have some help. They're going to have to – the Ravengers need the Usual Suspects to lose, Four to Win.
To lose.
No, I think they probably would want –
they need Four to
Win. I think they need Barely Wash to lose because if Four –
they beat
No, because no, Barely Washed beat the Ravagers.
But
so they would want Barely Washed.
Where
to
they're
lose.
At right now, they're number 10. Usual Suspects is going to lose, most likely lose to Steel City this weekend. They're going to drop down, and the Ravagers are going to jump ahead of them because they're going to beat the Bulldogs. So right there, they're going to switch spots.
Hey, I'm not making no saying that they're going to beat the Bulldogs.
I mean,
nothing's
they should.
A gimme. They should beat
they
the
should
Bulldogs.
Beat the Bulldogs.
So the Panthers should have too. But
no, they didn't play them. They're both neither.
No,
one.
The who did the Panthers lose to? The Goonies.
Yeah,
the Goonies.
Neither
right,
one of
bad.
Them have won a game this season.
Goonies, they're, Bulldogs, same shit.
They're both 0-8. And then I guess they put I don't know if it was intentional or if it was a mistake in the schedule, but the Goonies had two doubleheaders. So now they have a bye week 10 because they played two doubleheaders. So
I don't know
if they requested
about.
It.
I don't know
or
what
if that
the
was
hell
a mistake.
Is that about. Like, I'm not a schedule maker. But
yeah, it might have been a mistake or they might have requested it. Maybe they can't play the last week of the season, so they chose out a two doubleheaders.
We still have a slight chance to make it. If we beat Rock Bottom, the Sloth, and Steel City,
yeah,
we would be 5-5.
We'd be in the top.
We have the tiebreaker over the Ravagers, but we would need
you would have the tiebreaker.
We would need four to win and
Sloth.
Barely Washed to like.
You would have the tiebreaker.
One of those teams to
Sloth.
Lose, so lose their both games. And we would need Usual Suspects to lose two of their three games left,
which they're most likely gone to. But who knows? Because the Usual Suspects is a lot of the Steel City old players and.
It's only one.
Is it?
Yeah,
money?
Just money.
Oh.
But, all right, let's get into the results.
But money knows what Matt does.
We'll see.
He doesn't tend to fare well in this league.
Yeah,
playing
well,
against former quarterbacks.
If I could say that Usual Suspects were going to beat, I know Scott wasn't there. So if I was going to say Usual Suspects were going to beat, had a chance to beat Steel City, I would have thought they would have had to beat Google. And they kind of got,
yeah.
They didn't have their quarterback.
You
so.
Think it would have been different if Scott would have been there?
No, they still would have lost to me personally. That's what I
not by so much.
Not to, just they wouldn't have got beat down like that. So
I mean, Google is a
Google. I don't know what Google
yeah, but,
is.
Yeah, but like I said, Google didn't see Camden or Rock Bottom or I think did they play NJ?
I don't know who they
NJ Lab. That was it.
NJ Lab and
that
they beat
it.
NJ Lab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
So, but they didn't see Rock Bottom. They didn't see Camden. They didn't see.
And they're not going to. They got the Goonies and the Prospects.
I don't think they see Steel City.
No, they got Goonies and Prospects left.
Goonies and the Prospects.
That's it.
That is a sweet.
That's a cakewalk. No wonder why they're number
sweet
two.
Schedule. That is a sweet schedule.
No wonder why they're number two.
I mean, they still played to win the game, so, you know.
Yeah, you can only play who's
ahead. Who knew that we would have so much chaos on our team? Who knew that, you know. Like, they didn't play. Who knew?
But, you know.
You don't know what teams are going to be.
Like, we've been saying that, like, the Prospects, they had a great season in Williamstown, and they've been
reeling ever since.
Yeah. You guys had a great season last season, and you've been struggling this year.
Oh, we had a lot of chaos and shit.
You had a lot of powerful boops on that
yeah.
day.
Well, Brandon, I hope you guys don't lose both games, but I hope you lose one of them. All right, let's get into the results.
All right, so. NJ Lab beat Steel City 38-30. Rock Bottom beat the Prospects 34-13. The Braves beat the Panthers 30-14. NJ Lab beat Barely Washed 26-6. The Sloth beat the Goonies 27-0. Google Paint beat the Usual Suspects 20-7. Camden beat the Ravagers 26-14. And For the Win beat the Bulldogs 21-6.
Okay, well, this is an applause for everyone that won. Now, let me talk about my game real quick. I know it's just the Panthers, and this is no diss to the Panthers, but it just feels good to win again, man.
Oh, they were trying. I mean,
they played a pretty good game.
I know everybody's saying Ralph was struggling, but he looked pretty good to me out there.
Yeah.
He was throwing a little farther than 10 yards.
That was just me saying that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
No, he said it. He admitted it on the show. Like, he doesn't throw farther than 10 yards.
Well, I mean, they did good. Shout out to them. Me? It just feels good to win again, man.
Great.
We haven't won in a long time.
He said, great job picking Sloth's defense in fantasy.
Yes, sir.
We had double. I picked them.
I did.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
I
you
did.
Picked your defense. I picked your quarterback.
Listen at you.
Yeah. We had double the amount of interceptions that they had first downs.
Let's go.
Wow.
Yo, the Sloth is my love. Dose Law?
Just not this week.
Just not this week. Nothing personal, man.
Brandon, you can stay home this week, and Red, you can stay home this week, too. Take a week off.
Yeah, man.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I need another win. Like,
did you want to help the team out? No, I get it.
Yeah, Garoppolo!
So, in our fantasy, Jeff won. He had Camden's quarterback, who put up 26, Matt from Steel City, who put up 30, Jim from the Braves, who put up 30. Just lost defense, who didn't give up any points. For the win, who gave up 6, and Google Paint, who gave up 7, and a total of 73.
Yes, sir! Let me applaud myself. Swami.
I had Tyree from Rock Bottom, who put up 34. Sloss, who put up 27. For the win, who put up 21. I lost it in the defense. At Rock Bottom, who gave up 13. Camden, who gave up 14. And the Braves, who gave up 14. I had 41.
You snooze, you lose. Oh, there's Craig and shit.
Is.
Yo, what's up, big dog?
What's going on?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool. Yo, thank you for coming on, bro. Let's get into it. Since you're here, let's talk about it, man. Camden has kind of been dominating this year.
It gets a change in quarterback because you guys have the same players for the most part. Do you think the quarterback change had a big part to do with it?
Yeah, definitely. Quarterback change, you know, even with Bam being, you know, playing with a certain shoulder, you know, and then Bobby coming in, you know, it definitely has been changed. You know, and even picking up the other guy, Lil.
With the dreads?
Yeah.
Yes, yo.
Definitely been a help.
Shot him out, man. Yeah. Like, he's been killing it. Well, we were talking about him. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were talking about how good he is, man. Like, he kind of, like, low-key changed y'all defense, like, the secondary.
Yeah, he does. And he's a great route runner. Too, on offense.
Yeah.
The speed work is crazy, man. The speed work is crazy.
So
I like it. It was a great pickup by us.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. So this is what I'm thinking here, man. Like, I kind of feel like, and this is no diss to nobody, but I kind of feel like you guys are like on the fast track to winning.
You don't
think
anybody can beat them?
I don't think anybody can beat them.
Just taking it one game at a time.
I feel you. I just.
I feel like the only contender would be Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
Maybe Performance Lab?
I mean, we see
them
this Sunday. You know, we see them this Sunday. Oh, yeah. Actually, awesome. I think when they have their complete team, they are, like, a great solid team.
Yeah.
Solid. You know, when they have their whole team, they're solid. So that's another game we have to play hard, just like the playoff week.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough game this week.
I just don't see it. I mean, I know Performance Lab is good. They got... This is no diss to nobody. I just think Rock Bottom's probably the only one that has a chance, really, a real chance to win in that game against Camden.
Same thing
even in the season game, it's like a playoff game.
Yeah.
You know, with us and Rock Bottom, you know, it's so competitive between us two.
So you think that's your prediction? Camden versus Rock Bottom in the championship?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's been that for
Camden
a while.
Except for last year.
Yeah, true.
Camden takes the win.
I just don't think they can beat them. I just don't think that enough. I just
think this year is different. It's different energy this year. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Everybody's more hungrier than last year.
Yeah.
You know, I think last year was just kind of like a wake-up call, like we need to get ourselves together.
And Rock Bottom is looking a little they're not looking as solid as they were last year either. It's not hating. Speaking facts. Rock Bottom's not looking. They're looking a little shaky out there at times.
I don't know what it is. I can't put my
finger on
it. They're
missing something.
I don't know what it is, but they got the same guys.
Said Braves got a chance to beat Camden, too.
Stop. Stop, man.
So, we conceded that game for a reason.
They won. I'm just saying.
We were looking for the play the Braves,
too. I know you did. I know y'all was.
I was on the list. I was on my calendar. Brave. I was like, yeah, let's check this one off.
Yeah.
When y'all heard it was a forfeit, I was like, ah.
I waved the white flag. Like, it's over.
I'm giving it to you. Just take it. Here.
We surrender. We were just bullshitting.
Because you would have just went out there and got dominated. Nobody was going to show up that week. Reese was suspended.
It was
nobody else could come. So it was like either go out there and get blown up or just wave the white flag.
Yeah, there was no need to play. I'd rather y'all have y'all full team out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't even have been fun.
Yeah,
that's all. It was a business decision, and you know, I wish we wouldn't have been like that, but you know, it is what it is.
So, where's JP? Is JP not playing this season?
Yeah, JP. I think he's actually coming this week, coming up for the performance bad game. I think everybody is going to be there for that game. Our quarterback, Bill, even with T, you know, being on our team helps on defense also.
That's all right.
That was another addition.
You guys had Johnny rushing. You guys had Johnny rushing. That's why I didn't know if JP was not playing this season or is that.
Yeah. I think his son has little league football. That's one of the reasons why he's coming. I think Tim is coming next week, too. That's another
question. Damn. Like, you guys just got too much, bro.
They all show up for the playoffs.
It's just too much. Like, it's just too much, man. Like
Johnny said there's like 30 guys out there this week.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole, I think we're going to have a whole team next week for performance, man.
Yeah, you're going to need it because they're going to have their whole team.
We're bringing it this week.
They're just good at smacking the ball down. That's all. Like, they get in front of...
They got a solid defense.
Yeah, their defense is good. They get in front of the receiver and smack the ball down.
They drop five back and they rush one. And I don't think that's a good idea against your quarterback. So that's just what I think.
I think with Bobby, Nook, Butch, Chief, like those guys are veterans, man. They know how to run routes. They know where to find open spots.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you can't really just do that.
Yeah.
Thinking these guys are not going to find open spots. Like Nook is a deep threat.
And not for nothing, when they played you guys, their main receiver was Julian.
Yeah. But Garasso was the quarterback, not Mike.
True.
But, Garasso still moved the ball on his shit. Like he did. They just didn't cash in.
You guys didn't cash in.
We didn't cash it in, but they didn't cash it in as many times as they
stopped them.
We stopped them quite a few times, but you know, that's football, man.
Center drag across the middle of the field. They like to do.
It is what it is. Y'all see, man.
Yeah.
Y'all see.
Yeah.
But I just. I hope. What time? Yeah, of course it's 11:15.
So is Bobby still playing in the other league? Is that league still going on?
I think they're actually going in the playoffs. Bobby already said he's coming next week. He already said it. Because we told him, Mr. Team, the performance lab, which was on the field at the time when we were warming up.
Yeah.
We were telling him that this is the team we need you to beat.
Yeah, like you have to circle these games. Yeah. These are the games you have to show up for.
Mm-hmm. He's already here for that game, so that's going to be a big game to have Bobby here. Like I said, Bam's shoulder was hurt. We'll count on Bam, too. Like I said, Bam been a leader for years.
Oh, yeah, Bam was definitely. Before he got hurt, he was at one point, I thought he was better than Egan. But then he got hurt. And
Bam definitely was better than Egan.
Bam's
shoulder got hurt.
Actually, let's not sit here and act like Bam. Every time you guys asked him to step in, he's won the game, regardless.
Yeah.
Like, he played. Yeah, I think he played. He beat rock bottom.
Yeah.
He beat they played
even throwing a couple of picks, he still beat them. So
somebody else, I think it was week one.
And
he played
the season,
so. No, he didn't play the Ravagers.
I think he played the Goonies. I think he did play the Ravagers.
No, Bobby.
No. He played for the win. Played for the win. So, yeah.
Like I said, Bam is the leader, offense and defense. You know, I even look for him to, you know, the calls on defense and be like, yo, what to do with this? You know what I'm saying? Bam's just so knowledgeable in this game. So, you know, that's what we go to.
Yeah.
That's our go-to guy, on and off the field.
Yeah, that's like your backup coach.
He's the captain, man.
Yeah, the captain, yeah.
Yeah, he told me he wanted some get back on us, too. I was like, yeah. He said, why you forfeit? I'm like.
He said he didn't want to win that way.
I'm like, you got the win.
He didn't want to win that way.
We all was
waiting
for that game. You know, yeah, we
got
to get these guys back.
Yeah, we was the last team to beat you guys.
Truthfully, they haven't lost since then, have they?
No, they have not lost since then.
No, they're the only team that's undefeated.
You got to keep it going.
yo, you want to pick some games? I mean, ain't nobody going to care what you say. Like, they're going to like, yo, you picked against us? They're like, yeah, I did. You're like, oh, okay. I would have picked against us, too.
They'll be sure to let you know, like, if you make the wrong pick. All right, so we got Steel City versus the Usual Suspects.
Is that the green team?
Yeah.
No, that's the team we played last.
It's the one that Money's on now.
Yeah, Money and Val.
And Val
with the rainbow letters. I don't know what that's about, but...
Scott's
okay.
Their quarterback.
Okay, Steel City, man. They always been solid. Steel City.
And Steel City was doing good this season, too.
I got... Give me Steel City by... 14.
Wow, I'm going to say Steel City by 10.
What you got, Craig?
I got Steel City by 14. They can put up numbers.
Yeah, they do.
Then we got the Panthers versus the Prospects. Poor Panthers are going to get... Yeah,
Prospects by 14.
Poor Panthers are going to get beat up on
again. Manny on that team. I know.
I ain't seen Manny in a couple weeks, man.
He'll be back this week.
Okay.
He'll be back next week. I think we can give you that next week. I actually talked to him.
Manny is good. He's a good receiver.
When he plays, I mean, I haven't seen him in a minute, but who you got?
I got the Prospects.
By what?
I'll say the Prospects by, 12.
All right, yeah. Give me Prospects by 10.
All right. There you got the Braves versus the Sloth. We don't pick that game, but you can pick if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got the Braves, man. I see a different Braves team out there.
Okay, yes, sir.
I see a different Braves team.
Yo, man, we kind of different. We're going with that positive energy.
Yeah, gotta have that positive energy, man.
Yes.
I got
Braves by 12.
We should actually be the first week that everybody shows up. Too.
We'll have Vinny,
Kaney,
Knopp, and our newly acquired Joe.
Yes.
Joe M.
So for everybody.
Okay.
So we're gonna start looking more like the Patriots of old, but but you know it is what it is.
All right, Barely Wash versus Four to Win.
That's a playoff game, bro. That's a playoff game.
Those young guys are coming. I got them by 10.
Damn.
Yeah, I got Barely Watched by 7.
Damn. Okay.
You got to pick 4 to win.
If they want to make the top 8, both teams have to win because they're probably both going to lose the last game because Barely Wash is not going to – who they got?
Rock Bottom. They're not
Rock
gonna
Bottom? They're not going to be Rock Bottom.
And 4-1
has Performance Lab. And they're not going to be Performance Lab. So they got to beat each other.
Owen said if you weren't on the show, you'd be picking a sloth.
I don't know. All right. I'm going to stick with what I've been doing and
– pick against them?
Yes. Yes. I am not picking Barely Wash. Give me 4-1 by 3.
Google team versus Google.
Yes, sir. I'm applauding myself because that's going to work. Watch. 4-1's going to win this game.
I hope they do. Google team versus the Goonies.
God, that's a blowout.
Yeah, that's going to be a blowout.
That's going to be a blowout.
I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna go with the Goonies.
Oh shit!
The Goonies need a win, man.
Oh shit! Yo,
Goonies by how much?
7.
Damn, that would be crazy.
I'm gonna say
that would be the upset of the year if that happened.
I'm gonna say Google by 14.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Google by. I'm going to go Google by 17.
What time is that again?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, okay. Oh, they win. Then
we got the Braves versus Rock Bottom.
We got a doubleheader. I'm not picking it, but whatever. Go ahead.
It's okay.
Yeah,
you can say Rock Bottom.
Rock Bottom? Rock Bottom by what?
15? I got Rock Bottom.
Yeah,
I got Rock Bottom by like 14.
Okay.
So I can't see Rock Bottom losing 2 games. In
the season. Nah. And they're going to bring it. They always do.
Yeah.
Their whole squad is going to be out there this week.
Yeah.
I haven't beat rock bottom in a couple
actually,
seasons.
When is the last time rock bottom hasn't lost two games in a season? Not since you've been in elite.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Oh yeah, prospects.
They lost to prospects.
Williamstown, yeah.
And they lost to Camden.
And Williamstown, yeah.
That was in Williamstown. And then before that, when we beat them in Deptford with me and the Eastwood team.
Yeah.
And then Camden beat them.
Okay.
So, you know, I just remember stuff like that.
All right, then we got Camden versus NJ Lab. You don't have to pick this one. I'm picking Camden. I'm saying Camden by 12.
Man, that should be a good game.
Yeah,
should
it's
be a good
gonna
game.
Be a battle.
It is.
Yeah, I'm going Camden. I'm gonna give me Camden by 7.
Then we got the Ravagers versus the Bulldogs. This should be another interesting game.
Yeah.
By how much?
21.
Yo, it could be on you. Yo, I was thinking the same thing.
I'll say Ravagers.
If Aaron is good this week, I got him come off big. Because they didn't have their center last week. So, you know, Aaron's like their wide receiver.
Yeah.
Oh, he was playing center out there?
Yeah, he was.
If he goes back to wide receiver, I can see him putting up numbers from last week, you know.
And it depends on who their quarterback is, too.
Yeah.
The guy they had back there was okay.
Yeah, he's decent, man. They rock with you guys, man. I mean, yeah. they really didn't have a chance to win, but they fought. You know what I mean?
They put up two touchdowns at the end of the game.
Okay. It's not like they just got knocked out and they lunch money ran. You know what I mean? They at least was like, give me my brother's ball back. They at least tried to stand up to you.
I watched the beginning of it. It was a defensive battle for a minute there. They were both going back and forth.
It was. They said he was talking to Bam like 2 weeks ago. Somebody was talking about his trash. So
yeah.
Everybody was on mute.
Yeah. That happened to you guys. Sean Eastwood was talking stuff, and then Bam made sure to...
He let us know.
He let you know.
Yeah.
I was like, what was Sean saying? Tell him to stop.
That was
kind of
my fault, too. That was kind of my fault, too. With the Camden Poop song.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Oh, then who's Camden play? They play NJ Lab this week.
All right. Give me Ravagers by 18.
All right.
The Bulldogs, I mean, they got talented young men. They just got to get a quarterback.
They're missing something. The one kid was really good.
They got to get a quarterback. Just like the Goonies. They need a quarterback.
What time is the Braves Falls game? It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we got a doubleheader, man.
Oh, no, sorry, 8:45. Braves and Falls is 8:45.
Yeah. We play at 8:45 and at 10 o'clock, so.
All right, so we'll go over 8:45. Steel City versus Usual Suspects. Panthers versus the Prospects. Braves versus the Sloth. 10 o'clock, Barely Wash versus Four to Win. Google Paint versus the Goonies, Braves versus Rock Bottom. 11:15, Camden versus NJ Lab, and Ravagers versus the Bulldogs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Craig, how many sacks you think you got this season?
Man, I don't even know. Honestly, I stopped counting the sacks now. When I first came into the league, it was all about getting sacks. But now it's just like, if I can disrupt the quarterback and make him throw interceptions, make him throw the ball where he don't need to be throwing it at, I feel good with that.
There you go.
Everybody be on the other side, like, oh, he ain't get no sacks. I'm like, well, that's cool, but that scoreboard says 6 or 7 points to our 28.
Sacks are not the only way to affect the game, man.
Yeah, they don't. But I definitely will bring that pressure whoever's in front of me.
We did the rushers list, and ever since then, we have people like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to move up this year. Like, people come for your number one spot.
Yeah, man.
I don't see anybody taking it, though.
Nah, not this season. Season's damn near over.
I can go harder and harder. Yeah, I can go harder and harder every season.
Yeah.
Now, did you play football in high school?
I didn't even play football in high school. I ran track.
I was about to say that. That was my next question. Did you run track? So...
I ran track.
Yeah.
I've been playing
with
FA since 2008.
Damn.
2008. I'm 39 now.
Damn. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so I've been playing with FA since 2008, man. So that's where my loyalty lies at. You know, you trusted me on that line, and that's where I've been ever since.
Oh, damn.
No,
So what high school did you went to Camden? Okay. Okay. When you ran track, were you 400? Were you a sprinter or?
I was a sprinter. I ran 1, 2, and 4x1.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I actually didn't finish with Kenna High. Like, I didn't do track because they tried to put me in first leg. I'm normally running the anchor. So I'm not running track because you tried to put me in first. So, I was like, nah, I'm done. I'm running track.
Now, when's the last time you actually timed yourself?
Oh, man. That was actually this summer. Somebody raced me at my job. They clocked
the 40.
They clocked me at 4-6, I think.
Okay. Four, six. At
39,
shit.
You'll be running on the weekends.
Of course you work out, man. You're in excellent condition and shit, so I'm sure you work out.
The kids actually motivate me to work out. They have football now. Real heavy, so the kids and my wife, we all work out, try to stay fit.
So, do you have a son? Does he play football?
Timber Creek, my son plays for Duffel.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We live right near Timber Creek. We go to Timber Creek's games all the time.
It's literally like our backyard.
Yeah, it is our backyard, literally. Timber Creek's our backyard.
He went down this way? Oh, no.
He said his son, his wife's two sons play for Timber Creek, and his son plays for, you said Defford High? Okay. What position they play?
Well, the twins, they play defense. They play cornerback. They both play cornerback. My son, he plays wide receiver. He plays wide receiver and linebacker.
Okay. All right, I'm going to have to check them out. You said are the twins freshmen and your son's?
My son is a freshman. Twins, actually, and they're going to their third year next year.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to check out the game that I recorded. Timber Creek versus Highland? Yeah. Did you see them in the game?
Yeah, I was at that game.
You was there too? Shit.
I was at that game. We'll miss games. We had every game.
Okay.
Yeah, every game.
Good shit. Now, who's your favorite pro football team?
Steelers.
Yeah.
Damn. Black and yellow, man. Black and yellow.
I don't even know what to say about that because I'm an Eagles fan, but like yesterday, Deontay Johnson kind of let me down, bro. In fantasy. Like, how do you fucking fumble hat? Like,
that's not even wrong, man. I was shocked.
You tied the Lions. The Lions.
That's bad.
It is bad.
Without their quarterback.
I took a
loss. Yo, you guys had the win. Like, the Lions were trying to give you the game. And then how? I just don't get it.
I just think Fryman should have ran out of bounds.
He should have. You just got popped. Pow!
It was bad. It was ugly, man. It was to the point. My wife was sleeping at the TV.
Dog, I was pissed because I wanted the game. I needed Deontay Johnson to keep getting some more plays. Like, I need more. And
a couple guys on my job got into fantasy, and they was like, great, man. What happened to Deontay? I was going to hear it Monday morning.
He was great. Yo, he was really, really good last season. At the end of last season, he was an elite receiver, and then just, I don't know.
Steelers, man, having their ups and downs, man.
I mean, they didn't have their quarterback, too. So.
But come on, Roethlisberger, do you think it's over for Roethlisberger?
I think so, yeah.
Me too. I'm getting Eli Manning vibes from him right now.
Yeah.
You know? He just...
Yeah, I think
it is. It is.
Time to retire.
It's over.
He should have been done last year.
Yeah. But you know what? They just keep... But they got him throwing the ball 50 times a game. And he just...
That's a lot,
though. It is way too much. Way too much. Now, you got a stud running back. Najee Harris is no joke.
I love him.
But you gotta give him the ball.
Yo, I don't know why he stopped giving it to him. He walked down with him.
Me either.
He walked down with him, man.
Me either. But yeah, we were watching the I guess, what was it, Colin Cowherd? And they were showing the standings on the AFC, and it's just basically like right there. Everybody's in it. What was it? The North, the North was tied, like pretty much tied. No, no, was it the South? Who was it?
I don't know. There was two that were tied, and the other two, the top two, were.
Oh, yeah. All right. So Tennessee, what's Tennessee got? Two losses, and then everybody else. No, no, it was, all right. So it was the North. The North was Tennessee and the Colts. Tennessee and the Colts. And everybody's like right then and there, man, right there. That's why everybody's like shocked about what's going on in the NFL, because you got Dallas losing to Denver last week, and then New Orleans almost beat Tennessee, but beat who did they beat last week? Fuck. Damn, I can't even remember. Okay, there it is. It was the East. The East is real close.
The West.
The West is real close.
And then the South is the Titans or the Colts. And then the
East.
No, it's the North. The North is close.
They're no, all, the East has two.
Yeah,
two
Buffalo,
teams.
It's going to be Buffalo or New England.
Mm-hmm.
The North, it could be any of them.
I mean, literally, the North has Jackson. Shit.
Really, the South is.
Baltimore is right there. Baltimore is 6-3. The Pittsburgh North is 5-3-1. You know, Cincinnati's 5-4, and the Browns are 5-5. It's anybody's game, anybody's division.
Tennessee kind of got the next one. Tennessee got the South.
Yeah, they're kind of running away with that number one seed.
And then the West, it could be any of them. The Chiefs are 6-4, the Chargers 5-4, the Raiders 5-4, and then Denver 5-5.
Yeah. I like football like this instead of like, you know, everybody just running away with it.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah, everybody has a chance. You know what I mean? Like you guys, you guys are kind of running away with it. Camden, I mean.
Man, they're kind of running away with it.
They're kind of running away with it, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty simple.
We're so hungry.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you ever consider playing for another team?
Never. I would never do that. As long as the episode, like, running, any team he's on or any league, yeah, that's what my boy is at.
Okay.
So, that, I'm staying to Camden until the day he retired.
Who retires? Bam?
Bam.
Bam? Oh, okay. So you're there with Bam. Okay.
Yeah. You know, that's the CEO. You know, that's the, you know, family.
He brought you into the league. Yeah.
You know.
So you've been on Camden the whole time since you've been in the league?
Since I've been in the league, I've been with Cam since 2008. My brother came in 2009. I think 2009.
You have a brother?
Yeah, he passed away in 2009.
Oh, shit.
It was before 2009 that he came in. So I think it was like 2006 or
7. He used to play too?
Yeah, he played like one season with him. This is when we were playing in a whole other league, though. We were the Bengals at the time.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Damn.
Yeah. He played with us 1 year, so I've been playing with
Episode
for years, man.
Damn.
Yeah,
fucking.
That's my loyalty line, man.
That's a long time. That's a long time.
Man.
13 years.
But, I mean, most people in this league have been here for a long time.
Yeah, but 13 years? Like, on the same team?
Did him and Bam come together?
Oh, you came in with Bam?
How I met FNM, it was like in another league in Camden, and F got my number, and he was like, yo, just give me your number, the number you want, and it was over from there. He just lined me, you see how fast I was, he just put me on the line, and it was just, all right, this is where I'm going to put you at.
Damn.
That's why, yeah. And I've been with him ever since.
Someone's got to give, man. Someone's got to give. Like, we got to break this party up, man. Like,
you trying to recruit your players now?
I just want a chance for somebody else to win. I don't want to be the only team that beats them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you built your team that to be able to beat them this year. Just nobody's showing up.
Yeah, it didn't work out. Didn't work out, but. Yeah,
and Maurice got, and then just
they got so much talent, and
But it doesn't matter if their starters don't show up. Their backups are just as good as their starters. Like,
I know. Who's the young kid that be playing? He plays for college. He plays in college. Turk. Yeah, what the fuck, dog? He's like a backup player. That's crazy.
He wasn't even here for like a couple games. He came. He only played like 3 games so far.
Yeah, he was out there this week.
No. It wasn't this week. It was a couple weeks ago.
He wasn't out there this week?
He was out there this week?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't even see him. I didn't even watch it. But I know I saw him a couple weeks ago.
Because we stopped. I was going to record it, but Fast doesn't want us recording your game. He's afraid that...
We're scouting. People are scouting you guys.
He thinks that we're putting a footage up and it's giving other teams they're able to beat you guys by watching it.
That only worked for us. Damn.
Malcolm said, you're not recording Rock Bottoms games. You're not recording our games either.
I know. Well, I haven't had a chance to record Rock Bottoms games because they're always playing.
They'll be recorded this week.
Either the same time. Yeah, we get them this week.
Or they're early. We're not there yet.
But we're playing them. But, I mean,
they're always 8:45.
I mean, they're just always too early. So.
Usually, if you're not playing early, we're not there then.
Now, for being in the league for 13 years, you've been on the Canada team. Has Rock Bottom always been you guys' rival?
Well, in that league, yeah. That league, in other leagues, it was the league before that. The league I played in, it was Joel and I'm a firefighter. It was in another league.
Mm-hmm.
They had a team, the firefighters had a team, and that was like our rival in that league. I mean, we would meet them in the championship every year. You know, they would win, and we'll win, and it was just like
back and forth.
That was like our rock bottom in that league, the firefighters. It was a group of guys.
How many championships do you have? How many championships do you have since you've been in the league?
Since I've been with FNM? Man, it's a lot.
A lot.
It's crazy because I actually got my first MVP in the Williamstown League.
Oh, shit.
And I think I had like a total of sacks in the game.
Wow. You're an amazing player, bro. Hands down, dog. Everybody he's the best rusher in the league. And, I mean, it's just like, I don't know, dog. Like, I don't even know how you still do it. I mean, I know how you do it because you're a crazy athlete, man. But to still have a motor and the drive and just the skill set at almost 40 years old and still out there killing shit, it's just, let's applaud. Let's applaud him. Good shit, man. Good shit. It's almost hard to be excited about the playoffs because I kind of think it's like,
Don't say because you beat them before.
That's us, though.
Yeah.
That's us. And this wasn't that. This ain't that team.
No, it's not.
Their team is way better than it was last season.
Your team's better, too. They just don't show up.
No, we're not.
Not together.
No.
I wouldn't say Jim's having his best season.
Nobody
ever,
is.
But
nobody
but,
is.
Yeah.
Nobody on the
all
team
all the drama
is.
On the team. Just.
But I'm just saying that They don't even know who's going to show up every week, and they'll just go out there and win.
But they have the same core people that show up every week. It's Bam, it's Cheek, it's the same ones that basically come every week.
But
for the most part,
it doesn't matter who shows up. Like, when's the last time Tim has played, bro?
Yeah, I haven't seen Tim in a minute.
Week 1.
Yo, see,
you know when Tim's there.
See, like.
You know.
Week one, would you say he's one of your better cover corners?
Yeah, he's a great corner.
Yeah. And you guys just keep just moving on without him. And whoever else is missing.
If that trusts you, if that puts you somewhere, he trusts you. You know what I'm saying? He kind of puts you people in certain places because he knows what position people play.
Yeah.
Like I said, even put me in corner one time. I don't take one of that, but he trusts me. So,
yeah.
Wherever you put me, I'm going to be in the hall.
Yeah.
I saw you at corner in the tournament. Yeah.
in the Philly tournament.
I'm like, Craig's playing DB?
Yeah.
What? That dude was fast, and you were the only person that could match his speed. Like.
That puts you there. He trusts you.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot mess up
because
that's
before
you right out.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
You gotta
play perfection.
Yeah.
You know, it's like darn near perfection when you play with F, but it's like, it's a good thing because, you know.
Keep you on your toes.
Don't like losing.
Yeah.
Keep your head
right.
Keep on your toes and, like I said, F
don't
like losing.
Yeah.
You know, F's up the game, so it's like.
No, that, your spot is not secure. You're fucking up. You're coming
yeah.
out.
Yeah. And he ain't afraid to tell you either. Like, all right, man. Yeah. Come sit over here.
You ain't costing us this game.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I like about it. You don't hold.
Yeah.
I don't let you know.
That's crazy.
Appreciate you guys having me on the show.
I appreciate you coming on, man.
All right.
I will see you out there this week.
I'll see you out there this Sunday.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you again. I'm going to applaud you once again.
Thanks, Carl.
Y'all who don't know, that was Craig
from Camden.
From Camden.
The living legend.
Our number one rusher in the league that we put as number one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. Thank you once again. All right. So
it definitely, it definitely gave me some info that I didn't know. It's basically Bam runs the team.
Bam's the leader of the team.
I thought it was Fats, but
but
Bam's
Fats team.
It's his
that's
team.
What he's talking about. He said it's F.
Oh, S.
Yeah, talking about Fats.
Oh, he called him F. Okay. All right. So let's get into the rest of these rankings.
I might not be the brightest man, but I believe Fats starts with F, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't. All right. So week 8 offensive rankings. Number 1 is Steel City with 257. 2 is Rock Bottom with 217. 3 is NJ Lab with 208. No, sorry. 3 is Camden with 205. 4 is NJ Lab with 208.
What are you doing here?
I'm going down. All right, let me start over. 1 is Steel City with 257. 2 is Rock Bottom with 217. 3 is NJ Lab with 208. 4 is Camden with 205. 5 is Google Paint with 201. 6 is Barely Washed with 182. 7 is the Ravagers with 153. 8 is the Sloth with 151. 9 is the Prospects with 130. 10 is the Usual Suspects with 107. 11 is the Braves at 103. For the Win is 12 with 101. Panthers 13 with 84. Bulldogs are 14 with 65. And the Goonies are 15 with 41.
Okay. That's the offensive rankings. All right, let's do defense.
All right, so we get 8 defensive rankings. Number 1 is Camden with 50. Number 2 is Rock Bottom with 110. Number 3 is Barely Wash with 114. Number 4 is the Braves with 119. 5 is Google Paint with 120. 6 is NJ Lab with 124. 7 is the Usual Suspects with 144. 8 is the Sloth with 146. 9 is Steel City with 147. 10 is the Goonies with 164. 11 is the Ravagers with 185, 12 for the Win, 189, 13 is the Prospects, 195, 14 Panthers, 227, 15 Bulldogs with 235.
Okay.
Camden, Rock Bottom. Rock Bottom's given up 60 more points than Camden.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 50-110. That's a big difference.
That's nuts. They don't give up 50 points the whole fucking season.
In 8 games.
The whole season?
Like, that's never been that low.
I've never seen that before.
All teams usually give up 100 points at least.
Well, I remember the Ravagers were under 100 points last season.
They were, like, right at the verge of, like, 90-something, though.
But 50?
50. And the most points they gave up was this week, 14.
Wow. That's amazing, yo. Let's applaud them, man. I'm not trying to be gushing over Camden, but, man.
Do fantasy?
Yeah. And then we can be done.
And we got to do power rankings.
Let's do power rankings first.
All right. All right, we know number one is Camden.
Camden's number one.
Now, who's number two? Is it going to be Rock Bottom or is it Google?
Google
has more wins and losses than Rock Bottom.
Yeah, but they're more battle-tested.
But Rock
Bottom
had a tougher schedule.
Yeah, Rock Bottom's definitely number two. Rock Bottom's a better team than Google. I don't care what their record says.
And schedule-wise, Rock Bottom had a tougher schedule than Google.
Barely. Nah, they have.
A little bit. It's cold with that.
All right, I go Rock Bottom, number two. I would go Google, number three. I would go Performance Lab, number four. Steel City, five. Sloth, six.
All right, so Cannon, Rock Bottom, Google, Performance Lab.
Performance Lab.
Steel City.
Steel City. And that was a great game. I really wish I could have watched that game.
I know. They were playing the same time as you. Just kept hearing them.
Yeah, going all. Ah!
I knew it was a close game.
Yeah. I know that was a physical-ass game. Both teams are real physical.
We got, who was next?
Sloth number six. I would go, Barely Washed?
Barely Washed for the win. Who else? Ravager?
Yeah, it has to be that. It's basically right there, just how we see it. That's pretty much the power rankings. Barely Washed at number seven. Four to Win at... Oh. Did you say Four to Win's better than Usual Suspects?
I thought Usual Suspects...
No, Usual Suspects smoked Four to Win.
Yes.
Yeah. Usual Suspects number eight.
Then Four to Win.
Then Four to Win.
And you're over the Ravagers because you beat them.
Nah, they got more wins.
But they played more games. They played more games than you guys.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, fuck that. Put us over them. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Yo, Willie, where's my money?
He hasn't come through on the Cash App.
Now he told me Wednesday, so I'm only teasing him.
All right, now we got, Prospects will be next. Then.
Ravagers. So, all right, so we got.
There's Goonies. Bulldogs. Panthers, Bulldogs, Goonies.
Dude, I don't know if the Panthers aren't the last team.
Well, the Goonies at least have two wins.
Yeah, so you can't put the Panthers ahead
of
them.
But the Bulldogs...
The Goonies beat the Panthers.
Yeah, the Bulldogs and the Panthers have no wins. So I didn't put the Panthers up here.
No, the Bulldogs. Goonies should be ahead of the Panthers.
Oh, okay. The Goonies. So who's worse, the Bulldogs or the Goonies?
No,
Bulldogs
or the
Panthers.
All right, so let's see who's got the worst defense and who's got the better offense.
It's going to be, the offense.
See, the Goonies don't got a game, the Bulldogs don't got a game changer like Kyrie.
Right. I mean, they had good players out there this week. They had some decent talent on
their
team.
So this is it?
Yeah, so the Panthers are 13 with 84 for offense. The Bulldogs are 14 with 65. Defense. The Panthers are 14 with 227, and the Bulldogs are 15 with 235. So either way, it's Panthers Bulldogs.
All right, so let's go.
Panthers Bulldogs.
Yeah, Panthers Bulldogs.
The Panthers have some talent out there. All right, so number one is Camden, two Rock Bottom, three Google Paint, four NJ Lab, five Steel City, six Sloth, seven Barely Washed, eight Usual Suspects, nine For the Win, 10 Braves, 11 Ravagers, 12 Prospects, 13 Goonies, 14 Panthers, 15 Bulldogs.
Okay.
That is our Week 8 power ranking.
I cannot wait to watch Performance Lab versus Camden.
Is this going to be a good game?
It should be.
Yeah, you know they're going to show up. They're definitely going to show up. And they're the only contender left to possibly take them out.
To the playoffs.
If Performance Lab can't take them out, then nobody's going to. Rock Bottom couldn't do it.
Rock Bottom's still going to see them again,
Rock
Bottom's still going to see them again.
But they had their full squad out there, too, when they played them. So it wasn't even like they were missing people. They had everybody.
Who, Rock Bottom?
Yeah.
I don't think they had Norman, but it doesn't matter. They still should have won. Or it should have been closer than what it was.
I feel like, I don't know. not, and it's not hating watching Rock Ball. It's like they're missing something this season.
Yeah, maybe it's that edge. Maybe it's that grit that they was of not being champions. Maybe they got fat being champions, eating grapes and motherfucking celebrating. Yeah, we.
See, they're getting sloppy out there.
Reading their own newspaper clippings, like, we are the champions, my friends.
And then they were dominating the beginning of the season, just blowing through those easy games they had.
Yeah.
So that Camden was their first actual battle test, real competition they had to play.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so what we got here?
All right, so you won.
So I get a chance to go first.
Yeah.
So where's the games?
Right here.
All right, so let's see a good defensive battle. Damn, I don't know. Prospects, Family Wash versus For the Win. That should be a decent game. That's a game that's either going to be a close game, or Barely Wash is going to probably blow them out.
Well, them or you.
Because every time I pick For the Win in a big game that a team like.
That should be game
against,
of the week.
Usual Suspects, they should have fucking. They got smoked.
It should be game of the hour, I guess you should say. In the 10 o'clock hour.
Google. Oh, shit. Give me Google's quarterback versus the Goonies.
All right, then I'm going to go with the Ravagers quarterback over the Bulldogs. And I'm going to go with Google's defense.
Over the Goonies?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's get those easy games out of the way first.
Okay. Give me Barely Wash quarterback versus For the Win. Yes, sir.
But you picked For the Win to win.
I'm a hater. I don't really believe that.
You just won't pick. I'm surprised you picked them now.
Hey, give me Matt from Steel City versus Usual Suspects.
All right, I'm going to go with I don't even know. They can actually win that, but.
Yeah, they can.
And I know Greg said that they've been struggling with only 6 people.
We'll see.
So Manny out there, maybe they could put up some points.
That's what Craig said. No, that's what Craig said.
So I'm going to take the Prospects quarterback.
Versus the Panthers?
Yeah. And I'm going to take Camden versus AJ Lev. Whoever wins, it should be a lot of points.
Yeah.
It should be a big point game.
Yeah.
All right, so you need 3 defenses.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to take them to Google. Everything else is open.
All right, give me... I can't... This game is off the.
I know.
Off the.
Yeah, I'm not touching that game. Can't do it. Can't win with them. Can't do it.
Give me the Ravagers defense versus the Bulldogs.
That was my next pick.
Uh-huh.
I forgot about it. Actually, I picked them last
time. And give me. Give me Steel City versus
suck.
Usual Suspects.
That was my next pick too. I was like, please don't say Steel City. Yes, Brandon said pick the small defense again.
Can't do it.
I usually picked the wrong defenses. All right, I'll go with Thoroughly Washed defense. And
Fairly Washed versus
for the win.
No love in Kirby and Company.
I just see where they're Fairly Washed is ranked a lot higher in defense than for the win.
Yeah.
Fairly Washed is actually number 3. For the win is 11.
Yeah, Fairly Washed got a good defense.
Mm-hmm. I like that offense shit. No. Fairly Washed is 3. Yeah, for the win is 13. But I also can't pick the Sloth because the Braves are 5 and the Sloths are 10. So I might actually have to pick the Braves over that one. I'm going to take the Braves.
Over the Sloth, not Rock Bottom. Remember
right,
that.
Right. Braves Sloth game. Yeah. So I'll put Braves Sloth. You got one more defense left.
Let me go Camden versus NJ Lab.
All right, so you got whoever, I don't even know who he is. Google Paints quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know who he is either. I got to find out his name.
He's not Tom Graff. That's all. That's all I know. He's not Tom Graff.
He's not Tom Graff.
Why do you look alike on his team? And there's a bunch of Martys on his team.
A bunch of Marty clones. Marty clones.
All right, so you got Google Paints quarterback, Andrew from Barely Washed, Matt from Steel City. You got the Ravagers defense, Steel City's defense, and Camden's defense. I got whoever the Ravagers quarterback is, the Prospects quarterback, Keith Sizzle, and then Bobby from Camden. I got Google's defense, Barely Washed defense, and then the Braves defense in this Sloth game. Sloth game.
Let's go. All right. San Francisco has defeated the Rams. Check my joint. Man. Hit refresh. Hey, maybe I got some hidden points.
47 points in first.
Damn.
Not a good fantasy week.
Where'd fucking this guy end up at?
Champs Corner?
Nah, Deron.
Third. He's third. He put up 30 more points than he did.
Okay. What did the Cooper Cup do? 26. Fuck.
Damn, he did better than Mitchell.
Yeah, but Mitchell's a fucking running back. He had 91 rushing yards, but no touchdowns. They gave it to fucking Deebo Samuels. What did Garoppolo get me?
15. He got you 15 points.
He's cheap as hell.
15-38.
Two touchdowns,
so
15.
You lost an Eric Mitchell, Devontae Adams, you didn't get what
Elijah
you
Mitchell.
Up. Oh, yeah, whoever that is. Devontae Adams, you didn't get what you should have, and then Hayden Hurst. They were your bum picks.
And do not. Yeah, Hayden Hurst got hurt. 3 kills, my biggest scorer.
Johnson.
The running back Johnson. What's that fucking the Cleveland's backup running?
De'Ernest
Johnson got me pretty good yardage and.
He was your second best player.
Yeah, and then fucking Mike Evans got me a 14. Deontay Johnson got me a 14, and Devontae Adams all got me a 14.
Yeah.
3 kills, the only one that played.
Produced.
Shit.
He's at the running back, Johnson.
But, yeah, whatever. I'll bounce back. 119. That sucks. All right, whatever. All right, so what else we got? So
that's
everything. We got plenty of playoff pictures. So
2 weeks left.
If the Sloth win one game, I believe they're in. If Barely Washed. Yo, listen, Barely Washed versus For the Win is a playoff game.
Yeah.
Whoever wins that is probably going to make the playoffs, and the loser is probably going to miss it.
Right there, if For the Win loses.
Misses the top 8, I'm saying.
If For the Win loses, they're most likely going down this week. If they lose to Barely Washed this week, they're going down to,
I can't even say
9, but in the bottom ranking.
Yeah, they won't make the top 8. So they're holding on to that last 8 spot by a thread. They play Barely Washed, who's number 7. The winner of that probably makes the playoffs.
Actually, what's going to happen is if usual suspects lose to Steel City, if the Ravagers
Camden.
Beat the Bulldogs there and For the Win loses, the Ravagers could go to 8. Four to one would go to 9, and Usual Suspects would go to 10. Mm-hmm. I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Either way, the playoffs are going to be crazy.
So the Rodgers might not want to have John as quarterback this week.
Oh, shit, we got a call.
At it.
Yo, welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. What's up?
What's going on? It's Ryan on Steel City. This is Malik Boy.
Oh, what's up, bro? What's going on?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. How'd you guys do this week? I saw that you lost, but
like a good game.
Tell me about that game.
Yeah, so we beat ourselves defensively, like, you know, just got beat on some deep balls. Like, just silly stuff. Offensively, like, we was you know, clicking offensively. I think we had, like an interception on offense. But that's how it is most of the weeks. When, like, every week it's pretty much, like, we show up offensively. But it's just, like, our secondary kind of, like, you know, where we need some more work there.
Mm.
But other than that, we could have won a game. Last week was, too.
I heard you guys, before you came into the, I don't know when if you played in the league before, but last season.
Yeah, I was with Camden. I was with Camden last season.
Oh, okay. So you probably already know. So last season, Performance Lab was the number one seed. They had one loss during the regular season. And Steel City was the eighth seed and knocked them out in the first round of the playoffs, man. So that's why that game was so personal. That's why the game was so personal.
Yeah, for sure. It was, you know, it was almost, it was a fight almost actually broke out too. There's a couple cheap shots coming from NJ Performance Lab, you know, that striped it, you know. But
it was a tricky game. Yeah,
definitely. We actually was up, I think, probably two. We was up, I think, probably two scores at one point.
So what happened? What was the interceptions? What was the final score?
38-30.
I think it was 32-20, I believe so. I think it was 32-20, yeah. Or 32-26 or something like that. No, but you know what it was? They beat us by 8. So if we would have scored and called it 2, that would have tied it up. I believe they beat us by 8.
They had 38-30 on the
6. Yeah. Okay, so, like, did you guys go to – it wasn't an overtime game, was it?
No,
it wasn't overtime. Like, it came down to us on the last drive. Like, pretty much the last play. It was we was about maybe 7 yards from the goal line, and the pass got deflected. Like, if it was pretty much thrown, like, you know, the quarterback, if Matt would have connected with one of us, we probably, you know, would have, like, called, you know, somebody, whoever was going to, they would have called it, I'm sure, most likely. And if we would have got the 2, that would have put us in overtime.
Oh, one of them games.
So it was close like that. But we were up in the beginning. I think we were up probably 2 scores or 1 score. And then they started, like, you know, there was some of the deep balls that they had got us on. And, you know, it was we just got to do better. You know, I mean, we got to do better on defense, man. We got to do better
now
on defense.
You guys are definitely one of them teams that actually has a shot to challenge Camden for the championship. Now,
I mean, you were having a great season.
I mean, they still are.
They look, they're like a different team from last year.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
So, they're, I would say Steel City, Rock Bottom, and Performance Lab are all threats to Camden.
Yes.
But
they're the only threats to Camden.
Only threats to Camden.
Yeah, this season.
You know what I'm saying? So,
What
do you think? What do you think you guys need to do to take out the not the champion, but at this point the best regular season team thus far?
So Jimbo's legend gonna meet up.
Honestly, man, to be honest with you, I ran with Cam the last season. I, you know, watched the game yesterday. Like, you know, those are my guys. You know, I mean, Camden. I'm from Camden myself, so, you know.
Yeah.
I got a lot of respect for them, man. And, you know, I watched them yesterday, and it was another week I watched them, man. And on both sides of the ball, man, like, you know, it's like their quarterback, I guess it's my first time I seen him play yesterday. Man, he's good.
Uh-huh.
Defensively, like, they're, you know what I mean, they're really good, all, you know what I mean, on both sides, offense and defense.
Yeah.
Really, as being a guy that's on Steel City to keep up with them, you know, like, or, you know what I mean, they, you know, every team is beatable. Like, Camden is also beatable, too. But to beat them, you got to, you know, you got to have as many less mistakes as possible, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, like, I mean, they can get you passing the ball deep, passing it short. Like, they just got athletes, man, on both sides of the ball. Like, you know what I mean? So, pure athletes. So, I mean, yeah. You know, you just got to – you can't make that many mistakes, you know what I mean, playing against them. And then also, too, you got to – when you play Camden, you got to stay in the game because Camden, they're going to talk trash to you the whole game, man. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Much love and respect to all of them out there. Like, you know, like I said – yeah, I got a lot of respect for them, but they're going to talk trash to you the whole game, man. And, you know, I mean, for some people, that gets in your, you know, that gets in their head and it throw them off the game. But any team that's, you know, going against them, you got to execute. You got to execute and, you know, just take advantage of every, you know, if you get a turnover on them, you got to take advantage of that. Like, every chance that you get to score, you know, you can't take no plays lightly on them. Like, none at all. You really can't.
Yeah,
and you gotta stay consistent throughout the whole game, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're a team that can come back on you if they're down. Like, you know, there's a reason why they got that winning record, man. You know what I mean? Why they ain't lose yet? They got
they're gonna make.
They got some, you know. Oh, I missed.
Go ahead, bro.
They're good at making adjustments.
No, I'm just
like
saying they got different guys out there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, made some adjustments. They got some newer guys out there. They got a new quarterback out there. You know, I mean, he's doing good. So, how about you? What do you think? Like, what do you think could take the, you know, pretty much beat Camden?
We thought rock bottom, but, you know, that's not looking like this season. So, we're it's up to you guys and Performance Lab next.
Rock bottom can still beat them. Rock bottom can still beat them.
Honestly, I don't know about that, man. I don't know. I thought we could have beat Rock Bottom. Steel City could have beat Rock Bottom. At one point, it was 26-20, man. You know, they were up. We started coming back. You know,
I picked you guys to beat them. I thought you guys were going to win the game.
I thought we had it. Yeah, I thought we were going to. We started to come back. It was 26-20. They were up. And we were coming down to, I think it was one drive. You know what? We were playing against the refs that game, too. They scored off of a touchdown where it was an obvious pass interference on Rock Bottom. He pushed off on our corner. Actually, it was Rashawn, I believe, he pushed off one. And that guy, he keeps up with. I've seen him keep up with, you know, some of, like, pretty much everybody that he's covered. You know what I mean? If they call a pass on him, he's been right there to stop him, but most of the passes I've been seeing him break up. Like, he's fast, and you know what I mean. He knows how to get to where the ball is, and like, he was on him. And you know, the guy that was that got the ball thrown to him, he pushed off. He pushed him off of him, and the ref, you know, didn't even call it. That was
for
a touchdown.
They don't call offensive pass interference ever, ever. Ever. So,
how do you think you fare up this week against the usual suspects?
Nah, they should smoke them. They should.
They should. How do you think you guys are going to do this week against the usual suspects?
Usual suspects? I mean, we're looking for a win. You know, we're looking for a win. You know, we're definitely looking for a win. We're treating it as if it's, you know, like, we're treating it as if it was the game that we were playing against, like, Rock Bottom, you know, any team that has a, like, winning record. Like, you know, we're treating it like it's a game that we definitely need to win. So, hopefully we can come out and, you know, just execute and, you know, just, you know, make the correct the mistakes that we made, like, last week, you know. I think it's, like, a lot of times, sometimes we just get beat on deep balls, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's still
it's
their best player.
Like, you know,
their best player is still money. Their best player is money.
Oh, he's not even on Steel City anymore.
Nah.
No, he's not
going to play him this week.
Yeah.
Money. That's, Money and Company.
He's their best player on the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I remember playing against them last year, being on Cannon. And it's still City. Completely different team from last season.
Completely different.
I mean, you got still City is one of the teams putting up, a lot of the, most of the points. Right. You know what I mean? With the last
number one offense.
40 more points than
right
Rock Bottom did.
Yeah, you guys are the number one offense in the league.
You put up 257. You guys have put up 40 more points than Rock Bottom.
And Rock Bottom's number two.
Yeah.
So you guys are the number one offense in the league, man. This is way different than what you guys what Steel City was last season. Last season, Steel City was what? The eighth seed,
and then
struggling on offense and defense. They had attendance problems.
Wow. They barely made it in the top eight.
But you guys are on some other shit now, man.
They beat Porto Win, which put them in the top. Yeah, but is it just that I guess they added Gio. They got rid of Money. So did they add a lot of players?
Why you keep shit on Money?
I think this is Rashawn's first season. He plays a corner, mostly corner. He plays receivers on a kick return too. Tyreek, his cousin, I believe this is his first season out there.
Okay, because that's what they were missing.
Yes, another guy too. Yeah.
It was like Money, their only
go-to mostly.
Yeah, last season.
Yeah.
Last season.
Okay. Yeah, I remember seeing him on both sides of the ball, but it's definitely some upgrades on Steel City for sure,
It shows, yeah.
Now, have you talked to my cousin Malik lately?
He actually called me earlier. I got to call him back. I talked to him, I think it was maybe the week before last. Actually, one of the last times I was talking to him, it was a couple weeks ago, I believe. So yeah, it's like I think it was maybe the week before last or something like that.
Okay.
Let him know that I talked to you though, and that I was talking on the show.
I'm trying to get a hold of him. About his brother. I got a new phone, so I lost his number. So I got to get his number.
Send it through to Barbershop.
Yeah.
I got you on Messenger, I believe so, right?
Yeah. Send me.
I talked to you on Messenger. Okay. Yeah. I'll definitely send it to you.
I got a new phone. I lost his number, and I need to talk to him about his brother, man.
Okay, I got you.
Rockman too, right?
Yeah. Yep. You know what? How I know them is because I used to live down the street from them. I used to live down the street. I used to live right down the street from that. Well, yeah. In Camden,
what on Utah Street or what?
Magnolia.
Okay.
Magnolia.
All right.
Thank you, though. I got it. Yeah, Malik actually said he wants some work in. He said he wants some work in the league.
Yo, he keeps saying
he
that shit.
He wants to play quarterback. That's what he said.
He wants to play quarterback. Telling him, dog. Like this ain't what you think it is, dog.
He's not a quarterback?
I don't know. I'm not saying he can't do it.
It's tough for a new person.
You gotta be somewhat sharp. You know what I mean?
You gotta tell him,
dog. He's like, put me at quarterback. Yeah.
He thinks he's gonna come out there and dominate.
Yeah.
It is. It is, and it is hard. You think 3 seconds is enough time? 1 minute to be 2 minutes to be three. That's real quick, bro. The game moves fast.
It really is. Yep. I was talking to my cousin yesterday. My cousin Marty, that's on Canada. Mm-hmm. And
oh, that's your cousin?
I was watching our game. Yeah, that's my cousin.
Marty. Okay. Yo, shout out to Marty, man.
He had a catch yesterday, or I think a catch or two, He was doing his thing out there yesterday. Yeah.
Because I was getting on him when I did the top center list. I got on him because he don't get enough catches.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
You know, he's not a real receiving threat.
He
just snaps the ball and blocks sometimes, but I'm like, yo. He's like, why? How am I the 13th ranked center in the league? I'm like, because you don't receive the ball. You're not a receiving threat. There's guys like rock bottom center Ty is.
He's also a receiver.
A tremendous threat in the league at center where you have to account for him on every play.
When we played rock bottom too, they were throwing to him. He caught some passes too. Yeah, that was the thing that was hurting us too. Yeah, that was
that will route. That will route. He's that will route master, bro.
Yep. And you know what too? I noticed when like some sacks I think that people get, and the refs don't call it, man. I was watching yesterday. I looked at the rankings that you had for, like the rushers, and I agree, Craig is the top rusher, man. Like he didn't even know that you said that about him. Like, that y'all ranked him that. And he was like, I didn't even know that. When I told him, he was like, yo, I think it was before the game started. He was like, man, that just motivated you, man. He was like, I didn't even know, he was happy to hear that. And Craig, man, he's different at that pass rushing, man. He actually he was giving them, he was giving them smoke yesterday. He was giving them smoke yesterday. Every week, man. Like
he's the best rusher in the league, man.
Yeah, he the top one, man. It's like he get back there so fast, and like nobody outruns him, Nobody. I haven't seen nobody outrun him, but it's been some plays that I've seen him. I've told us though it was a sack, and it didn't get called. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. when we played rock bottom, because I do some pass rushing too. When we played rock bottom, they called one of them, but it was one maybe a couple plays before that one, and I thought I had got him, and he threw the ball, but it was an incomplete pass. But I thought I tagged him before the ball got off, but it was an incomplete pass anyway, I believe. But I'm like, man, I'm these refs, and when you ask them sometimes, that wasn't a sack. They say they don't see it.
Yeah, that's their favorite line.
Yeah,
listen,
they say I didn't see it.
It's hard to get a sack, but it's
– it is, bro.
You got to call it when we get one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I seen one against – it was for the win versus – who did they just play? Fuck. Bulldogs. And the boy from for the win sacked. Literally sacked him, both hands, pow, tagged him. Mm-hmm. And then he throws the ball and completed it and got a first down. And they said, oh, yeah, I didn't see it.
But not just that.
But everybody saw
it. Wow,
him.
Wow. That's crazy.
Tagged
man.
The guy and he kept on running and he gave him.
Yeah, they just
you actually, have to point it out that you got it.
Yeah.
That you got it. Should I, when you start getting sacks, should you maybe – hold on to the quarterback or something like that.
Yeah,
or,
grab him.
What do you got to do? Yeah.
Grab him and throw him on the ground.
I mean, when you get those, that's loss of yardage right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Big
play. You get those sacks, man, that makes a difference, man. Yeah, that's a big play, man. Even those,
exactly.
I mean, the rushers, Mike and Steve, thing one and thing two, man, they do their thing too,
Oh, thing one and thing two?
Yeah, we didn't know what
you're like,
we knew what you they're definitely good rushers,
yeah, Mike
too.
Yeah, Mike and Steve, yeah. Yeah, they're good rushers.
Yeah, they're rushers,
yeah,
too.
They're definitely good rushers. Yeah.
So what are your plans for – I know the season's not over, but what are your plans for the spring? You staying with Steel City?
I'm planning to. Yeah, I'm planning to stay with Steel City. But I do know some – I know some guys that's interested in getting into the league. If we can put something together, if everybody's going to, participate and stuff like that, might have a team put together for the spring. But if not, I'm more than likely going to be with Steel City again. Most likely I'll be with Steel City again because I like what I'm say it again?
You thinking about putting your own team in?
Yeah, thinking about it. But if it's too much of a hassle, then I ain't going to, I ain't doing it. If I, gotta,
I mean,
you know,
who you trying to play quarterback?
Showing up.
Yeah.
Oh, my cousin. Yeah, my cousin. He already said, yeah, my cousin, like, you know, he was my cousin, you know, he said he could, like, play quarterback. And we've been actually, we've been working out and stuff. You know, like, we go to, we've been going to, like, these pickup 7-on-7s at Cherokee High. So,
okay.
You know, he's been, like, you know, working, you know what I mean, you know, getting getting some work in and stuff like that. But if guys are looking to, you know, the guys I talk to, they're, you know, if they would it, then, you know, we could put something together. But if not, I'm just going to just, I'm just going to
stay with
Still City most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah, Still City, like, you know, they've been building and they're a lot better than what they were last season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think some of the same guys will probably come out again, you know, too. So, you know.
Y'all might be knocking on the door, man.
They were.
Y'all might be knocking on the door.
They definitely were at the beginning of the season. Like, they definitely were.
How's Chris Bird?
Yeah.
How's Chris Bird Senior doing?
I haven't seen him.
He was there yesterday. Yeah, he was there yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, he was
okay.
He was there yesterday. I think pretty much.
His son used to be on my team, yo.
He used to be on your team?
Not him, his son, Chris. Chris Bird Jr. Yo, I swear to God, we missed him so much,
dog. His defense hasn't been the same since
yeah.
Without him, like.
Like, we miss him so much. Yeah, Chris, not the guy on your team. His son used to be on my team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
For like two seasons?
Three seasons.
Wow. Where's Maurice been at?
Maurice is
banned from the league.
He's banned, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, if that's not even something that y'all can talk about. I don't even want to, you know what I mean? I don't even
want
to go into that.
It's not a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal because he's such a talented young man, and he's just it's just some stupid shit happened, and they were just, you know, looking for stuff like that. So,
it's
over.
He's fighting in the parking lot. I guess that was the final straw for Bill. He said, enough is enough. Like, can you just...
But, I mean, it's tough.
Man,
we
he's
lost
a real talented player.
Yeah, he's our best player.
I've seen him.
Our
yeah,
best
I've
player.
Seen him, you know, some of those games. Yeah.
So how do you bounce back from losing your best player? You know what I'm saying?
In the middle of the season. Right.
Even though he was a lot of the problems, but he was still a good receiver.
He's great. Literally, like,
receiver,
I thought, talent-wise, I thought he was the best player in the league.
I haven't seen anybody do what he does.
Me either.
Nobody, like,
ever.
Not one receiver in his league can catch the balls. Maurice can catch it, or like,
he's the best ball. He's the best ball tracker and route runner I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's different.
So.
He definitely is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he knows it too.
Yeah, he's different.
He knows he's the best.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think I remember the game when I think it was y'all that team that y'all beat, and I think it was that. I forgot which game it was or whatever. Something was going on at the end of the game.
The Ravagers. That's what kind of started the downfall. But
the
whole Bill thing, and then you know that was a mess.
Wow.
But,
that's hard to bounce back from when you lose your best player,
Yeah. Like, not just on offense, but on defense, I wouldn't say he's the best player on defense, but he was, like, who I talked to relay what my thoughts to the team.
He kind of ran
on defense. So I would talk to him all week about what I wanted to do, what we should do, back and forth. Like, yo, we got to do this, and this. And
he would execute.
If I'm not on the field, and he would execute it, and it would work. And that's why our defense kind of sucks now.
Oh, man.
I mean, because he was like, he would do what I needed him to do on the side. And I can't be like on every play, like, yo, da-da-da-da. Like,
he matched everybody up.
He did exactly what we needed to do. But
I've seen him make plays, for sure. Definitely seen him make plays.
Definitely a playmaker, man.
That's,
definitely
you know,
a playmaker.
it's unfortunate, like, you know, when you see, I mean, even when you, you know, even though, you know, when you got teams that you play against and stuff like that, it's still some, you know, good players and stuff like that out there. You know what I mean? There's still, you know, some competitive players. And I've seen him catch some deep balls, you know, some one-handed catches, man. And like,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
Special guy. Special kid, man.
So this is you guys played the Panthers this week. It was the first game without him, and he was definitely missed out there still.
He wasn't our first game without him.
Well, since he's been banned.
No.
That's
he
right.
played last week.
Yeah.
But
he's listen, it's a noticeable loss.
Listen, we're just going to keep because we do got other players that can play. We finish the season out and go from there, but we have talented players that I believe in.
Right.
And I know we can still get, like, I know we can get it. I know we can win. We can win. We can win with the guys that we got. So.
We just get them all out there at the same time.
They'll still get a chance at, like, you know, the playoffs too, right?
Yeah, everybody makes the playoffs for the most part, but we went to the elite. You know that. I think you know that. But we made it to the elite championship last season.
Camden.
Oh yeah, we beat Camden. The last team to beat Camden. Let me applaud us.
Camden.
Let me applaud us right now.
That was last season.
Yeah, we were the last team to beat Camden. Camden's undefeated and is probably going to go undefeated again.
As
but
we were the last team.
I think so, man.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I remember. I think I was, that was a close game, right?
It was a playoff game.
The playoffs. Second round of the playoffs.
I was at work in that day.
I don't think he was there.
I was working that day. I remember. I do remember hearing about that. Yeah.
But
you
we picked Egan off.
That's a
Egan off twice.
Y'all picked Egan off.
Yeah, we picked Egan off twice, and we Maurice just had a hell of a game. Camden couldn't stop Maurice.
He's a big part of that win. Yeah.
Period. He won the game.
Okay.
He did. Jim.
Yo.
And then our defense, we won the game. That's how we won. Jim held onto the ball, drained the clock. Maurice was making huge plays on offense. Knopf.
Did you record that one?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
I got
on
it.
On the channel, right? On the channel? Y'all channel?
Yeah, yep. It's
I got to check that one out.
Yeah, it's on there. It's the last Camden versus Braves game. Because I had a couple of them on there, but it's the last, it's the newest one. When was that? It was like, that was in the, no, it was in the spring. It's like almost, it was in the spring. So, yeah. So we beat them.
Cool, yeah.
Just watch the game, yo. Maurice is amazing.
That was the last team to beat them, too. They, I don't see them losing. You know, I don't see them losing.
Me either, dog. Me either, bro.
I don't see them losing. To be honest with you, I just gotta be honest, man.
Yeah, that me
gotta
too.
Gotta be honest with you, man. Yeah,
it's gonna be tough to see. I would be shocked if anybody beats them. Performance Lab is the last team that I think has a chance to beat them
in regular season.
In a regular season, but I don't see it.
And they have the talent to do it.
They
so
do.
We'll see.
They do. They do.
Yeah, they do.
They could.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they definitely do. They definitely got the talent. They just got athletes, man. I don't even know where
they do.
Performance
Lab is physical, man.
Yeah.
They play with a chip. They play with like a chip on their shoulder, and they're out there and they're physical. They talk shit. They'll talk shit right along with Camden. It's gonna be a good game. It's gonna be a good game. But the only thing about Performance Lab that worries me is your defense.
Say it again.
The only thing that worries me about Performance Lab is their defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes they rely on the big play a little bit too much, but they can rock with Camden. But beat them? I don't know.
I agree.
But they can compete with them.
They can compete with them. They're not beating Camden though. They're not beating Canada. I ain't gonna say that either, just because, like, you know what I mean. Because they my boys, but they ain't beating Canada.
I don't think so either.
In fact, I don't think they'll score more than 20 on Canada, to be honest with you, because they even take that personal. You know what I mean? They even take how many points they getting scored on them personal.
And how many games has it been? Camden's played 9 games.
Eight
games?
Yeah.
Wait, did they have a doubleheader? Eight or nine games. Camden's only given up 50 points the whole season.
They don't play a doubleheader. I don't know why.
See what I'm talking about? Yeah, man.
50 points the whole season. I've never heard of nothing like that.
I mean, this is like if you try to, you know, you might catch some short passes, man, but for the most part, if you try to go deep on them, man, you know, you got Turkey back there. You got Mod.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the other board name that got the dreads though. But he'd be playing receiver too. But he'd be in the secondary too, man. You know what I mean?
Your new boy.
I mean, they eat, man.
Craig just said his name. I don't know his name, but
Stallions.
He has a Stallions jersey on, and he plays with the quarterback Bob or Robba, whatever, in the other league, but. He's been such an upgrade on the defense.
No, not Cheek.
No, not Cheek.
Not Cheek. I'm talking about Teak.
He's got the dreads. He's got, like, little dreads. And he's a beast, man. He plays receiver and DB.
And he plays defense, too, right? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know his name, though. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
He's new with them, right?
Yes. No joke, dog. He's probably one of the best players in the league.
No joke. Man, he's fast, man. He's fast, man.
Yes. He has crazy hands.
Good defensive player. Yeah. He really does. And you know what, too? I mean, on offense, you know, they got on offense. I mean, you know, I didn't even mention, too, you know, it's like you got them in the secondary. You got Turk, him, the guy with the dreads, Mod. And, you know, I'm not mentioning some other people. But then when you got Craig coming.
You got Craig.
Buzzer, Yeah.
We got a secondary that's crazy. You got a secondary that can man up with you, and then you can rush one with Craig and still get pressure.
Yeah, yesterday they was rushing two. And the other guy that was out there with Craig, too. He was good, too.
Rush one.
They had Johnny out there rushing.
Yeah, you can rush one.
Mm-hmm.
But you can rush one. And drop all them athletes back in the defense, man. Like, I don't know, man. They're going to be a tough
out. It's like they're already getting forced. But with Craig coming, if it was just Craig rushing, they're already getting forced. You know, they're already getting forced to throw the ball quickly. But with Craig coming, and then this is like, you know, you barely got anybody open because they can go man-to-man. They can go man-to-man every down if they wanted to.
Every down.
They could do it. They could do it every down. And, you know, every receiver, I mean, literally, but, you know what I mean, be shut down, man. You're going to have to, like, you got to work to get open on those guys, man.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to. You can't run no, like, you know, lazy routes or none of that. You can't take the plays off, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And your quarterback has to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So it's going to be tough, bro. They take the ball away, and they can score. Not only can they score from anywhere on the field, they can hit you with deep plays. They can drive the ball on you, run the clock out. They can play any kind of game that you can possibly imagine.
Yep.
And win.
Exactly. Right.
So,
and between their new quarterback, and Bam, I think Bam might be done. Even Bam, like, you know, both of them, they can scramble. You know what I'm saying? So they can get away from, you know, they can get away from the rusher. You know what I mean? And, you know, just move around and, you know what I mean, complete passes. That's dangerous, man. Like, when you got those kind of threats that they got on offense, you know.
Yeah.
No,
I think Bam won. He beat rock bottom. He beat Porter Wynn. I think Bam at playing quarterback has won a couple games himself.
For sure.
I think he played. He beat rock bottom. Bam beat rock bottom. Bam beat four to win, and he beat I think he played quarterback the first game of the season. Yeah, he played quarterback the first game of the season, whoever they played.
Ben be turning up.
To the Goonies. Remember they had
Chiefs. Oh, yeah, and he did. And he was trying not to play, but who did they play week one? He was trying not to play, but they ended up letting him play because they couldn't
prospects.
Move the ball. And he beat the prospects. So Bam's got.
He said Bam played the first half of this loss, week two.
Okay. So he's been playing quarterback too. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're just still undefeated. And it's not like they're, like, barely winning these games. They're blowing teams out. I think they won every game by double digits.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Every game by double digits.
Yeah, I believe.
Including rock bottom.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
How many points did they give up? The Ravagers, I think the Ravagers scored
14. How many did they give up again?
No, Rock Bottom scored, I think, 14.
Most they've given up.
Yeah, they've never given up 14. Crazy.
Yeah.
But, yo.
What do y'all think it's going to come down to?
Camden Rock Bottom? Yeah. Camden Rock Bottom. That's in the elite, and then in the A depends on how that first. Here, let's do a quick like just walk through.
The playoffs started right
where,
now.
Where's,
like,
where's that?
Let me pull back up. If the playoffs started right now. It'd be.
She's gonna pull up this screen real
Camden
quick.
Camden play four to win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's do it real quick. Here, let me see. All right. So we got if the playoff. We're gonna just do the play. If the playoffs, the way the rankings are right now. We're going to just do a...
Fairly Wash beat Google, right?
No, they lost.
They lost again?
That was week one. They lost week one.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. Fairly Wash beat Google.
No, Google beat Fairly Wash.
Okay. Then who did they lose to?
Who, Google?
Yeah.
Google lost to the Ravagers.
Oh, that's their one loss.
Yeah.
All right, so Canada will play four to win. Google will play Fairly Wash. Rock
yeah, talk louder because he can't hear you.
Rock Bottom will play the Sloth. Performance Lab will play Steel City if the playoffs started right now.
So, So, playoffs started right now.
That would be a rematch if they wasn't starting. Yeah.
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 He said the winner would go to the Elite.
Gotcha.
The loser would go to the
All right, so let's do it real quick. So, we got Camden over for the win. So, who you got, Google or Barely Washed?
I'd say Google.
I'm going Google.
They already beat them once.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I haven't really watched them play. I haven't really watched them play.
I'll go Google. So
Google play.
Rock Bottom or Sloth?
Yeah, and then Steel City over Performance Lab.
Yeah,
all right, so you
would
have. Go ahead. What would you say?
Yeah, I would say I haven't seen Google, and I haven't seen Google really play. But I would go with Barely Washed. I would got Camden winning. I would go with Barely Washed. I got Rock Bottom winning, and I got Steel City being NJ Performance Lab.
Okay.
And it could though.
So that would be
yeah.
Camden, Google.
No, it's a Barely Washed.
All right. So Camden,
yeah,
Barely
Washed,
Rock Bottom, and Steel City.
Okay. So
and
then,
the Elite.
So,
and then you would
yeah.
have. Hold on. Yeah. We would have. Going off of what you said. All right. Then we would have Google, Performance Lab, Sloth, and
Google. Oh, I got you.
And for the win.
I got you.
In the A.
So now it would be... Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so go Camden versus...
Barely Washed, because they would be the lowest ranked team.
Would they be?
Yeah.
So it would be Camden versus Barely Washed.
Rock Bottom versus
Rock Bottom versus Steel City.
The winners of that would go to the championship, which would be Camden and Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha, okay.
That's how I'd see it.
Unless Steel City beats Rock Bottom, then it, or it'd be Camden versus Steel City. Because they do go back and forth. It was like
Steel City hasn't beaten Rock Bottom in
a
long time.
Not a couple seasons, but they were. It was like 1 year it'd be Camden versus Rock Bottom.
And then
Camden versus Steel City.
But when you guys played them, you said it was winnable?
Yeah, that was winnable, bro. I'm telling you, that was a winnable game. We actually started coming back. We started coming back. And I think it was like this one play that they had scored in the end. that had got us. You know, like that was, you know, that pretty much like, you know, sealed it, you know, with the touchdown and
yeah.
that, you know, put them at 32. But, we started to come back. I think it was going into, I think, or maybe the start of the second half or going into the end of the first half, you know, we started coming back, executing and everything like that. But, that was a winnable game. Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, if you were watching it, like, it was definitely winnable. I think we had some drop passes and that hurt us. I think when we were down 20, maybe it still was 20, 26, I think, at the time, I think. And, it was a minute left. And we made a completion. I think it was a minute or either under a minute left. And we had a completion. And we were in a no huddle. So we had to, you know, pretty much get open. It was either, catch a pass, get out of bounds, or either score. And I ran a post route, and I was open, and I didn't know that the ball was coming to me. So, like, I should have kept running, and that was six right there, you know, if I kept running. But I was just, like, pretty much, like, in my head. And I think that would have put us – that would have maybe tied it up, I think. Maybe – I think it would have tied it up, I believe so. I think it would have, you know, put it at – you know, maybe it would have made the game 26-26, and if we would have got the extra point, you know.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, I guess the game was closer than the score. I guess the game was closer than what the score, initially, you know, what it said. You know what I mean? So I didn't actually watch that game, but mm-hmm. like, okay. I mean, if you guys think you can beat Rock Bottom,
drive, I think. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we definitely can. Yeah, for sure. It's and you know they're a good team too. Like, you know,
yeah, they are.
Yeah, they was dumping it off to the center. You know what I mean? Who we have this week? Oh, you said who do they have?
No, I said we played them this week.
That's a famous move, dumping
it off. Yeah, we got a doubleheader this week.
It's a good team.
Yeah, I respect them, and that's my guy. Tyree's my guy.
Yeah, and they're respectable, but, too. Yeah, they're respectable guys, mm-hmm. too.
I want to win that shit, so we'll see.
You kind of need to win
it. One game at a time. I said we got to win that shit. Like, if we win every game, we have a shot to winning being the top eight. So we'll see. You know, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Any given Sunday.
I mean, last season, y'all was the last team to be Camden last season. Even last season,
yeah.
Camden got better from last season, but they still was one of the best teams.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, last season. And y'all
we'll
be in the playoffs. So, I mean, once the regular season is over, it's a completely different it's way different, you know?
True. But I am running out of time here, man. I got to end the show.
Oh, yeah. It was great talking to y'all. And I enjoyed
the
show,
too. Thank you for calling, bro. Yo, subscribe to the channel, dog. I'm sure you already are.
I'm already subscribed. Yeah, I'm already subscribed.
Yeah.
Sure.
I appreciate you. Appreciate you hitting me up.
No
coming
problem.
On. Showing love, dog. Thank you, man. I appreciate
Thanks
you,
love
man.
Y'all show for Steel City, too.
Yeah. Try to do what we can do when we can do it.
Good luck this week.
Good luck this week, man.
Hope y'all do well. Hope y'all beat Rock Bottom. Y'all can. It's possible.
I hope so. If we can beat the slow, we gotta beat the slow first. We got a doubleheader, so we got the slow at 8:45, and we got Rock Bottom. So we'll see if we can pull off a couple wins and a couple guys lose. Maybe we still got a shot.
You got hope.
So we're still holding on to hope, but it is what it is.
True. I'll probably end up seeing y'all out there too. So
definitely will.
Definitely. See what's up. See y'all.
Definitely, bro. Thank you, dog. Thank you for coming on.
Thank y'all.
Yo, subscribe to this is not for you, but thank you. Subscribe to the channel. This is for everybody. Subscribe to the channel. You want to finish this? Hit the Cash App.
Barbershop Talk Radio.
Follow
us in all the links. It's in the description.
Thumbs up the video.
And we'll see y'all on Sunday.
And we'll see Sunday. There you go. Thank you. All right, big dog. Peace.
All right, big bro. Thanks. Thank you all.
Uh-huh.